Coming up on this episode of Emulate This,
shitty retro video game prices.
For the ladies, we're going to be covering Netplay.
And then we'll review Spin Masters for the Neo Geo.
Emulate This.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm just turning my volume up on my headphones. Podcast episode number 35.
It worked.
It did work.
It worked.
That was nice and smooth. Oh, it just glitched. Yeah,
there it is.
You fucking jinxed it.
And welcome back. High atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. And guys, I have some history on this little area that we're in right now.
Oh, yeah? As in Horsham?
Well, I'll get to it. I watched a documentary last night. It was on WHYY. It was Channel 12, like PBS.
Local, yeah.
Yeah, local stuff. And did you know this? In Northeast Philadelphia on Frankfort Avenue is the oldest bridge in the country.
How about that?
Yeah, called the King's Highway.
And now we know.
And that's where all the people traveled from New York to Philadelphia back in the day. But this area that we're in right now, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania.
Right.
This little pocket right here between the one traffic light down there, the one traffic light up here.
Everyone's familiar with that.
Right. And these little side streets. It was developed by William Penn.
Mm.
Yeah.
The king of genocide.
All right, how about that?
How about it?
It's pretty wild.
Yeah?
It's one of the oldest settlements outside the city. I'm serious.
Mike's not buying it.
Do you know William Penn only lived here for...
It was called Horshington.
Do you know William Penn only lived in Pennsylvania for a year?
Is that all he did? A lot.
Wow.
He used his time wisely.
He probably didn't do fucking shit.
Sounds like a con artist.
He probably just I want parks.
I think he had people
That's all he did.
What, a casino? What do you mean?
What? What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Horse and carriages.
I just realized there's a casino by here named Parks. No, like actual P-A-R-K-S.
Oh, no, he didn't just want Parks. He did a lot.
No, but that was his thing. Like, he wanted, like, London with, like, a park every, like,
well,
couple blocks.
There's tons of parks.
Well, there you go.
Right, there's a lot. There's a lot around here. A
lot of trees in Philadelphia.
I don't know if he actually did it. I mean, he had guys working for him, right? He was like an engineer.
I'm sure. He did.
William Penn was a proprietor, I thought.
Right. Was he? Was that what he was?
He wasn't an engineer.
It's not like a civil... Well, he probably had engineers working for him.
Hey, Rory, how you doing?
This area was developed by his crew.
I'm pretty sure he was some type of businessman who scammed the Germans to settle here.
Mm. Is that what he did?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Well, he's got a big statue in Philly.
He does. If you look at it just right, it looks like he's got a huge dong.
Yeah.
Really?
From a certain side. Yeah, it looks like he's fully erect.
What? Why are we talking about this, though?
It's just a little history lesson.
Oh, I thought we were... Okay.
It's just warming the people up.
I thought he was coming on the show.
That's right.
I thought we were leading into the new William Penn video game.
Uh-huh. No.
Sandbox video game around Horshentown.
Right. Is that a startup video game?
Yeah, what's that called?
Game going? Kickstarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can go on to Kickstarter.com and donate to the new William Penn video game.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a hot seller.
Or you just design townships around Philadelphia.
And make sure, if you don't put too many parks in, you lose.
Yeah.
The game's over.
That's right.
It says, fuck you, asshole. You lost the game.
Not enough parks. You need more trash cans.
Rory is not amused at all.
I was more confused.
I would have researched William Penn a little harder.
Rory's will I be able to emulate that?
I have not.
We can't Google this.
I haven't done shit with
is
William Penn.
Is there a
Penn
ROM for that?
Grade.
Yeah.
So how's everyone doing? By the way, real quick, I am Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Over there we have Eric in his Zelda Hyrule t-shirt.
It's the Triforce, bro.
Triforce.
Try to recognize.
All right, let's move on. Mike, what's up?
What if William Penn designed Hyrule?
Oh, my God.
He could have.
You just blew my
mind. It would have been easier to get around, that's for damn sure.
Fucking right.
I don't know. He did some cryptic stuff.
You have a whistle and shit.
Like, notice all the roads around here go diagonal.
No.
Nothing goes east and west, north and south. Everything goes diagonal.
It's a grid. Philly's a grid.
It's squares.
Not around here. If you tell somebody to go west,
yeah, but I don't,
go, okay.
I don't know if I believe you that he did.
They're going north.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it confuses people that aren't from the area.
Okay,
Rory, how are you doing?
It's a long horse ride from Center City. It's a pretty long horse ride from Center City to Horsham.
Hence all the meeting houses. I learned that too last night.
There's like one across the street.
I know there's more. I think some of them burned down. But that's where people would meet because it was such a long ride, so the families would meet halfway.
We don't want to lose subscribers.
I don't want you watching PBS ever again.
Never again.
Right, yeah, it was blowing my mind last night.
Yeah.
On this show,
history's pretty cool.
Mike's going to do some airing of grievances on game prices, resale prices. Like
the outrageous prices of retro games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Panic Restaurant.
4K. Yeah, that's one, but we'll talk about it.
We will talk about that. Rory is going to talk about NetPlay. You ready for that?
Yeah, the ladies have a special requested NetPlay advice. So we're going to go over the preferred way to do NetPlay. In my opinion, the optimal way to play NetPlay for retro games.
Indeed.
You're like your own Cosmopolitan. You know that? Like Cosmo, like the magazine.
I'm like Redbook with a dick. Thanks.
Okay.
What's that mean?
If there's a new
Redbook, the woman's magazine?
Yeah. If there's a new magazine that starts up, that should be their slogan. We're Redbook with a dick.
100 ways to please your man.
Redbook?
That's right.
Redbook.
I actually have no idea what that is.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
What do they specialize in? Redbook.
You're on the freaking
gardening.
You're like on the edge today, right?
Is it really?
No, it's just like it's like Cosmo. It's like a general, what older ladies.
It's a general, I think, interest.
Okay.
Kind of girl magazine.
All right.
Okay.
It's been a long week.
It's more for women.
It's really weird that
Cosmo's for like teenage girls.
It's really weird that I haven't heard of that then.
Why are we talking about fucking women's magazines on this podcast?
All right, let's move on. The game we're going to review is Spin Masters on Neo Geo.
Yeah.
Fun game.
Awesome game.
Not like a running gun. It's a running yo-yo.
Running yo-yo. That's
right. Yeah, it's kind of like that. A little bit like Metal Slug.
Or a punching boxing glove.
They're not
comes back
all
to you.
Fighting games on the Neo Geo.
No.
They can do non-fighting games damn well.
Yes, they can.
Which brings me to some breaking news.
What do you got?
Yes.
So GOG, or Good Old Games, has released a handful of Neo Geo games, a lot in bundles. A Metal Slug bundle includes 1, 2, 3, and X for $6. The arcade bundle includes Blazing Star, Baseball Stars 2, Shock Troopers, Twinkle Star Sprites, King of the Monsters, and that's $7.45 US dollars. A fighting game bundle of Fatal Fury Special King of the Fighters. I'm sorry. Fatal Fury Special King of the Fighters 2000 and 2002. The Last Blade, Samurai Showdown 2, and Samurai Showdown 5 Special for only $9. And you could buy each one individually for $3 if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could get them all
emulate
for free.
Them. Yes, emulate. Rory. Some people believe in purchasing the game, and the thing about GOG is they don't believe in DRM. That's their thing. So they think everyone should buy the games, but they should actually own them, not license them.
At those prices.
Sure. It's awesome. A good deal. Yeah, absolutely.
I do wonder what emulator they're using to play the games, because you can't just play the game. So there must be some type of emulation going on to actually boot them up. So is it a port of MAME or Final Burn Alpha?
I'm not sure. You would think SNK sold them directly? No?
I don't think so.
No?
No. What we think of SNK is not the same. Like, they were sold to, like, a Chinese, like, pachinko company, and then, like, then they were bought back by former employees, and now they're SNK Playmore.
Right.
It's not the same company. I mean, I'm just curious as an emulation person. I'm wondering what they're doing to play it. The prices aren't terrible. It is kind of odd that they bundled those games together. Like you said, King of the Fighters 2000 and 2002.
Yes.
See, that's an odd choice to me. I don't know why they would skip over probably the most popular one, 98.
Well, because they could probably get more money for that.
I'm sure they could.
That's why. They're giving you the.
What do you mean?
You know,
like a
six
later...
games for $9. So I guess
2000 is generally considered not to be one of the optimal ones. 2002 is considered to be the second most popular, or the most popular, depending on who you ask. Between 98 and 2002 are like the pinnacle years for King of the Fighters.
Mm.
At least on the, you know, the Neo Geo platform.
You familiar with the Samurai Showdowns at all?
Oh, I love them. Well, the best one is Samurai Showdown 5 Special.
And that's in there.
Hands down, yeah.
Samurai Showdown, that's a weird game. I'm not really into it. It's not my thing. A lot of defense. in Samurai Showdown.
It's almost all defense. It's not about, yeah. It's about capitalizing on their fuck ups.
Right.
Not being all offense as opposed to Street Fighter, which is 100% offense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a different type of game. Mm-hmm.
So good prices there. They're $3 each. I mean, you might as well buy a bundle. And
right.
Yeah. You get four Metal Slug games for $6. So.
Pretty cool. Huh? Yeah, that's a really good deal. Awesome. Yeah. $6.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Awesome.
Good for SNK Playmore.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that news, Eric.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's get to Mike's airing of grievances.
We're doing that now. We're not doing the Odyssey.
You want to do the Odyssey first?
Come on, do the
Odyssey. All right, let's do the Odyssey first.
We do the Odyssey.
What episode is this? 36?
Jeez.
5? Get your head out of your ass.
What's going on here?
Hoist the flag, Dooley.
All right, well. Let's do this.
Jack, get in here!
In the Odyssey.
All right, we're going to start off with Rory. Let's go clockwise.
All right, so I have been playing Minecraft on the 360.
How about that?
The Ungame.
Ungame.
The Ungame.
It's not really a game?
Because it's not really a game. It's a toy.
It's great,
a sandbox.
It's like
I love it. I can understand why some people dismiss it as not a game, mm-hmm. as a toy, because that's what it is. It's basically electronic Legos.
Yeah.
I don't like the survival mode of Minecraft.
Oh, it's just,
that's not, I mean, if that's your thing, then
feels
good.
Like work.
It feels like work.
Yeah.
I don't like to work and grind. I've played it a while and it's not my thing.
Yeah, I just
creative mode is so much better. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you can do whatever you want as often as you want with no consequences. You can build as much as you want with any materials, right. Even the really rare shit.
I remember when we started playing Minecraft back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not back in the day, but not that long ago. We didn't realize creative mode was there.
You were idiots.
Yeah. And then we found creative mode. We're like, holy shit. Like, it was a while ago.
Changes everything.
Minecraft kind of first came out.
Because it was like shift work. You're like, all right, you go over here and you get, try to find granite. And don't you dare bring back any gravel, you son of a bitch. And like, stuff like that. But like, we actually have a very, very built up world over a year. So like, we have like multiple dinosaurs we built. Nice. Like Ryan and I and other people.
Okay.
We built dinosaurs. We built giant castles. We built a duck flying within the clouds. We built a Mario 3 airship. With cannons.
Oh, cool.
We built like Godzilla climbing a building. Right, not Godzilla, right. Excuse me. King Kong, and he has like an air speech bubble saying like nice ass or something. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
like,
pretty funny.
Now, how long with does King something Kong. Like that take to build? Like the skyscraper with the King Kong?
Hours. I'm going to go with close to 3 to 4 hours, something like that. But you have multiple people working on it. If you were doing it alone, I would think it would take you at least 3-4 times that.
Yeah. But our village, like our world, mm-hmm. took a long time. I mean, that was
the better part
months.
Of 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
The better part
and
of
it's
two
still
years.
There.
Now, you've played this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rory and I.
And you like it?
Yeah, we would
but
just
you
build.
Now, how similar is... I've never played it before. How similar is it to, like... I know it's probably completely different, but they're like a SimCity simulator.
It's totally different.
Okay.
SimCity is about simulating being like a city planner or the mayor.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have to deal with finances and
Minecraft's like somebody gave
Minecraft
you all the Legos in the world and went build whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever you want. You have
got to dig for the materials,
right,
though.
Have you played it ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I was inspired. See, I get inspiration to play, and then I don't want to play it for months. But I had inspiration to make my house a life size replica of my house. Like every room for room.
That'd be cool.
And I'm doing that right now. So
nice.
It's fun. Like,
I can't wait to go there.
People have built ridiculous things.
They built Game
of
Thrones
Chicago,
castle.
Yeah, yeah, all the castles from Game of Thrones. It's crazy.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, we've built some funny stuff.
That's pretty awesome.
But the time it must take, my God.
It takes a long time just to build simple stuff. Like,
sure.
We built Pac-Man, like in, you know,
yeah, we actually,
3D.
We did a scene, like a real, like,
where he's
real
chasing
scene,
them.
Where Pac-Man was chasing the four ghosts.
Right.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
And they're probably like 100 foot tall.
Here's another good thing.
Game-wise.
We made a toll. We made like a highway toll, and it has like the redstone, so it's mm-hmm. automated. So like the arm, it has like these barricades that come up and down based on a switch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a toll booth, like coming back from the shore. Like, it's kind of funny, like the way it works.
And like, this whole environment is all in one location. Like, it almost looks like a big theme park. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
when we enter the world, we're walking around. Everything's kind of like there.
Yeah,
you know,
larger than life.
Yeah,
right.
It's really neat.
That's cool.
But some people do a real amazing
Everybody knows
stuff.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, everyone
We don't
knows
have to sell it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Give it a shot.
No, I don't know it.
Yeah.
But
I'll let you borrow it. Well,
okay.
you can come to our world and see our stuff.
I had a question for you, and now it's gone.
We'll make you a bed.
It's gone. Fuck, sorry.
We'll make you a bed. You can sleep till morning.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. What's the objective? I mean, is this a...
There's no objective.
Okay, so you just keep going and going.
The objective
and going.
Is whatever you make.
Okay.
Like Rory said, virtual Legos.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Eric.
So over the holiday weekend, I was up the Poconos, which is, for anyone who doesn't know, is a mountain range in northern Pennsylvania. I think it goes into New York and stuff. But a lovely piece of America.
The Appalachian.
It is lovely.
It is. So anyway, it rained one day. So instead of enjoying that lovely piece of America, we were inside playing the Raspberry Pi.
Awesome. Oh,
yeah, me and my buddy Scotty. And we played some league bowling.
Nice. One of my favorites.
It was a Neo Geo weekend for sure. We played.
Bowling.
Yeah, we played a little Turf Masters.
Cool.
And we played some Baseball Stars too.
Awesome game.
And it was a lot of fun. However, we couldn't get the sound to work. Like we weren't really? Getting any sound. Yeah, the game was playing great and it looked fine, but couldn't get any sound to work. You have any idea that would be, Rourke?
Magnets.
Back to you. How do they even work?
Wizards, what do they eat? Work? Find out next time when emulate this.
The issue is likely the television can't support the sound output.
What kind of TV was it?
It's an older TV, but it still has an HDMI port. Mm. I mean, I don't know. It's like six or seven. I tried both ports. I tried multiple cables.
If you switch the cable and you have the sound output.
Right.
If you had it on HDMI, not auto.
Okay.
And then even you toggle that to auto to see if something else was interfering with it. And again, you switch the cable and the Pi works on other televisions.
Yes, because I brought it home. Because I was going to have you fuck with it to see what the issue was with it. But I plugged it into my TV at home, and it worked.
I don't fuck with it. I make love do it. Let's get that straight.
Sweet love. Unprotected, too.
What am I, a chump? What am I, a chump?
So, yeah, I don't know. Mike's staring at me funny here. Times at the Poconos with no sound.
So there's no sound. So you guys are
so I guess we need a better TV.
Any music on or anything?
Did you try another emulator?
Yeah, I tried multiple games, multiple emulators.
All the
emulators. I reset it 50,000 times, and you know.
But did they work?
No,
I've had a similar
anything.
None of the games.
I've had a similar
like
issue.
Even on your NES emulator.
Yeah, every game we tried on the Pi, I tried multiple emulators, multiple consoles, nothing worked.
It's a shame you didn't have the original cartridge. It probably would have worked.
Here we go.
I've had a similar issue with sound with a Kodi box, an Android Kodi box.
Okay.
And the default sound would not work on a TV. Like, you had to change it from the default PCM.
Okay.
You had to change it to, I think, like MP3. And then the TV could understand the language of the sound. So I'm willing to believe the problem, again, if it's not the cord and it's not the Pi itself and other TVs work, then that TV cannot handle that sound output.
Doesn't support that,
that type of sound file could be that simple.
Have you tried it since you've been back? On your own.
Yeah, I tried it on the TV at home and it worked fine.
Oh, okay. Then it's probably the.
It's got to be the TV. Yeah. I just don't know why it's the TV, you know, and if there is a remedy for it.
Hmm.
I wonder if I could plug.
Magnets.
If I could plug like one of those little $5 speakers you get from the.
There you go.
Freaking pharmacy into the audio port.
It does have a 3.5 millimeter jack.
Yeah. 3.5, there you go. Yeah, so we were playing it, and we couldn't even hear the league bowling the whole time.
That's the greatest part.
That's the best part of league bowling.
I know. It was ruined. But it was still fun.
Mike, how about you?
Well, we're going to be reviewing Metroid in a couple weeks, and so I started that again.
Again.
This is like a 20-year project for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this game has, you know, I don't know. I don't know why it's given me problems for all this time. But
it's the cartridge.
This is the cartridge.
Yeah, well, we can reverse it back on you. If you were playing a file on a computer.
No, but that's not even the issue. The issue is that there's no in-game map. That's such a problem with
Absolutely.
This game. It's
major
it's
flaw.
Such a hindrance. So this week I finally decided, fuck it. I'm going to follow a map and play the game.
Right,
so that's
right.
What I've been doing. I've been playing the game with the map. Far more enjoyable. And there you go.
All right, cool. We'll get to me real fast. I was playing Metroid also to try to get ready for the Metroid.
The review.
Yeah. And I just went, fuck this. And then I put in Super Metroid, which I fucking
much
love.
Much better game. Much better.
And I went, you know what? I just need to play this just to clean out my brain from the NES
Metroid.
The
original.
Mm.
And I started it late, like 11 o'clock at night. It was like a Tuesday.
Big mistake.
I played it till 1, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Super, because I love it. I just get sucked into it.
Now, this is a game that you've been playing like your whole life as well, right?
Yeah.
Super Metroid.
Yeah.
You've never finished it?
No, I never finished it. No, because I keep restarting. I play it, and then I start over.
Is there a save feature in that?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you save it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's right. You're playing on the Pi anyways.
Well, I had the saved game. My other saved game was on the PC. So when I played it on the Pi, it was my first time playing it on the Pi, so I had no saves.
The saves between the PC emulators and the Pi.
I didn't intend to play
it. Right. But save your games.
Yeah, well, I didn't intend to restart the game for 3 hours and play it for 3 hours. I just wanted to, like, I don't know, log on. You know what I mean? Just start it up. But I get sucked into it when I play.
Oh, right. You wound up. You try to play for half hour. Yeah, you want to play for 3 hours. Yeah.
So I shut it off because I'm like, that's going to ruin the NES one for me. I played Twisted Metal 2 on PlayStation.
It's already ruined. Awesome
game. And I love that game. I played Twisted Metal 2.
Awesome game.
Hadn't played that in a long time.
More power.
Great game. Love that game. Mike, you know that game, Twisted Metal 2.
It's fun as shit.
An amazingly fun game. It's a lot better with two people. But there is a storyline you can follow with one person. Mm. You know what I mean? So, whatever. It's still fun as shit.
I love Minion. I just love beating people's ass with Minion. Yeah. Like, the tank. Ugh.
Yeah.
Spectre's cool because his weapon is like a homing, right?
So it goes through walls.
Yeah, if you're in, like, New York and you're on top of the skyscrapers,
right?
His weapon just can nail anybody from a long distance. One of the best things about the game is Sweet Tooth's laugh.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear him from, like, a long distance, like, eating the shit out of somebody, and it's scary as shit. Clowns are scary.
Clowns are creepy.
They are. When you're a big ice cream truck with a big clown head on top, that's pretty scary.
So I love ice cream, but I'll never eat one from a clown.
Exactly.
We had this conversation before. I would never buy anything.
It always comes back to clowns.
Thing. Not even ice cream from a clown.
It was a hot dog.
Yeah, a hot dog.
I would
buy
not
anything
do that.
From a clown.
Nothing from a clown. So that's what we've been playing. That's the Odyssey. Let's get the hell out of here. A little half-assed little Mega Man.
Oh, well.
You don't know how hard it is to do this fucking shit. This fucking soundboard. It's difficult.
Jeez.
You fucking sit there in your tower and fucking nap.
You sound angry, Mike. Why don't you do your arrogant grievances?
No! All right.
Let's get to it.
All right, so I'm going to bitch about fucking video game prices on mainly eBay.
Are you shopping?
Rightfully so.
Well, one of my favorite things to do is to go on eBay and just look at shit. Uh-huh. With no intention of buying, but just look at stuff. And
peruse?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Window shop, if you will.
Right.
So.
Would you say dabble?
Totally dabble.
Okay.
Lots of dabbling.
It's dabbling. All right.
eBay dabbling.
The prices specifically. All right. The prices of Super Nintendo games are fucking out of control.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of control. And you know.
Why?
And that's what. I don't know.
It is a bigger cartridge than the Genesis. It's a little larger.
It's nostalgia. It's a lot of nostalgia.
And you know what? That's the only thing I can think of is that people are either, you know, like what I did a while ago is I got rid of all my shit.
Right.
Right. And then I wanted to build up all my collection again. And I went and it was NES. I wanted to build up the NES collection and it was no big deal. A lot of the cartridges were like $20. But there were some cartridges that I would come across, like fucking Mega Man 5.
Uh huh.
That was $120.
Wow. Mm.
It's a shock to the system.
That's nothing, though. We've talked about Panic Restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
No!
Oh! It's been a while.
Yeah.
Rory, what was it being sold for?
It was at least $1,500 or at least $13.
I thought it was, I thought it was like $1,295, something
it's
like
enough.
That.
It was enough that I was like, wow, that's like a mortgage payment.
I decided to watch that on eBay. So what you can do is you can watch certain items, and then as they kind of clear out, they'll send you messages like, hey, this is closing, you know, do you want to bid on it and whatever? Because this was not you couldn't bid on this item. This guy was just selling it, right? So you could just buy it.
Buy it now, yeah.
That fucking thing sold, man.
Jesus. Did it really?
It sold. Somebody bought it.
Who bought it?
I don't fucking know.
The
some
Prince
jackass.
Of Saudi Arabia. That's who.
Some jackass bought that for almost $1,300.
It's a frugal chef.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you buying that? It's just and you know what? Here's the thing with collectors that I don't understand, and because none of us are collectors here, and I buy shit, but I don't collect it. Shouldn't you fish out a deal?
Yeah, you probably should.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, what?
For instance,
I would love. I have Mega Man 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. I don't have 5. I'd love to have all six of them.
Of course.
But I'm not going to spend fucking $150 for Mega Man 5. I refuse to do it.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. So if you're a collector and you want, aren't you looking for the best price? Why would you spend $1,300 on Panic fucking Restaurant?
Because you're kind of fucking yourself in the long run.
And then Rory sent a great, he said, I could feed my family for 2 months. And that, he ain't shitting. And somebody spending $1,200. You're right. Probably 5 months. Jeez. Somebody spending $1,200 on Panic Restaurant. On Panic Restaurant.
Mike, like your mom's here.
It's like a subpar game, man. It's not even a good fucking game.
No, it's like a subpar game.
It's okay.
It might be the best game with a character wearing a baker's hat.
That's
okay.
It might be the best game.
If there was a vegetable. Yeah.
I don't know. I think in Yoshi's Cookie, Mario wears a chef's hat.
That's a turban.
No, a baker's hat?
I think he wears like a chef's hat.
Chef's hat and a baker's hat are totally different.
This is good. All right, tell me. Tell the internet.
A baker's hat's like more a floppy, poofy hat.
Chef's hat. He's right. Mm. It's like a stovetop.
Right, right. He wears a baker's hat in Panic Restaurant.
Right.
He's not wearing a chef hat. He's not a chef. He's got a rolling pin.
His name is Cookie as well.
Chefs don't use rolling pins.
Clearly distinguishable, Roar.
His name's Cookie.
I'm pretty sure a chef does not use a rolling pin.
Are you fucking with me?
I'm not.
Are we through the looking glass? Are you kidding me? This is a joke.
No, this is no joke.
There's a difference between pastry chefs and chefs.
Yeah, of course there is. Of course there is.
Absolutely.
Eric, look at me.
There are different types of hats for different types of chefs.
I don't want to live. I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Rory, if there's like a fuck 5-star restaurant and they have like a normal chef, chances are they have a fucking pastry chef.
I understand that.
And they have a special hat.
And they have special hats.
If you get a job as a chef, you walk in with a baker's hat or vice versa, they'd be like, "What the fuck?"
You walk in with a baker's hat
for what, the interview?
Whatever. Like the first day on the job.
You clearly bake, sir.
Enough with this the baker's hat.
You can't show up to make cookies with a chef hat.
The point is that these prices, and when people buy shit at these prices, it hurts everybody else.
It justifies this ridiculous price.
Yeah. Sure.
Supply and demand.
But even more so, I want to buy something like fucking Super Metroid.
Yeah, buy that.
Somebody I bought Super Metroid for $60, which is asinine. Exactly.
What?
Exactly. Water. Exactly. You don't buy it for $60. You fucking wait, dude. You wait
until free.
Until it's like, you want to buy Super Metroid for $45? Go for it. Fine. If it was $50 when it came out and you want to buy it for $50, I can swallow that. Don't you dare spend $60 because then some jack off fucking on, you know, wherever can say, I can put up fucking Metroid, Super Metroid for $60 and someone will buy it.
Yeah.
I was watching Chrono Trigger, which usually goes for like $150.
Mm.
Somebody bought it for $78. That's what you're supposed to do. I would never spend $78 for it, but that's what you do. Yeah. You fucking wait till you get a decent price. Fucking Earthbound, $200 for Earthbound? Fuck off, man. Mm. And it kills, you know, these games that aren't really... Roy, you were right that one time where we kind of had that little... It wasn't an argument, but, you know, it was like, oh, well, this is rare and this is less rare or whatever. Earthbound is not a rare game.
Sure.
Okay? I mean, it's rarer than Super Mario World.
Sure.
It's not $200. So what, my question is, what constitutes these prices?
It's not worth $200.
A lot of the later games on the system's run are the more expensive games because they didn't make as many.
Yes.
So a lot of the games, even games that I own, like let's say Streets of Rage 3.
Right.
Pretty fucking common game back in the day. That's actually the price of your Streets of Rage. It doesn't mean it's the best one. It's the later version. And it goes with Super Nintendo. I think Panic Restaurant's a later game.
It is.
Right. So it's more expensive.
But you know what? So is Mega Man. But so is Mega Man 6. Mega Man 6 is a $40 game.
Right.
Which is high for an NES game. Where are they coming up with these figures? You know what I mean? I sent you guys that text about the NES Classic for $13,000 or some shit like that. Like, where are they coming? Some asshole's just putting it out there, and some other.
It's just the fact that other you can't
bigger
get it.
Some other bigger asshole is fucking buying it.
Can you buy your own thing?
What do you mean?
Like, you can see the price of where you buy something, where it says this item was sold for, and then it lists the price that it was actually sold at.
No, you can't purchase your own item.
But you can make another profile and buy your own shit for $1,500.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
See, I kind of feel like maybe they justify the $1,500 by buying and selling to themselves through separate accounts.
That's a good point. I never thought about that.
No, no, people do. That's actually, there's a term for that. I forget what it's called, but people do that.
Being a douchebag?
Being a douchebag, right. Exactly.
Now, we're going to review Final Fight 2 next episode, or Final Fight episode, the first one.
Right.
I was fucking around, you know, just saying, I wonder what this game costs.
Yeah, it's affordable.
The original. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I stumbled upon Final Fight 2 in a box with the plastic on it. Now, I think it's widely known that Final Fight 2 just doesn't measure up to Final Fight 1. Am I wrong?
Okay. Well, I mean, when you're talking Super Nintendo, 1 is kind of butchered. 2 at least is 2 players. It's a good game.
Regardless. Okay.
He's got it in a box and it's still in the plastic, $650.
$650.
There was another guy.
How many Xbox Ones can you get for $650?
Well, how do you know that it's not bullshit plastic? And I don't know that. I need to go see it. And if I'm going to spend $1,300, and this guy that's selling me the game is in like Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
I'm going to buy a plane ticket for $300 and I'm going to fly out to Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm going to look at it. I'm going to just buy something you ain't shit.
And that's the thing, too. You have no idea what you're buying unless you rip the cartridge open.
Right.
That's the only way you can tell.
Yeah, that's airplane-worthy
trip. And there's some people on eBay that actually do rip the cartridge open. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're that douchebag, and you know what? I think the people who do listen to the show aren't collectors. But if you are that guy who's going to spend $1,300 on Panic Fuck Restaurant, make sure you're buying something where you can see the chipboard, the circuit board out in front. Yeah. You know what I mean? But all this stuff, this is what kills me about, you know, like Super Mario World is $30.
Mm.
Why? Why?
Right.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why? 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 Why?
There's a billion of
them. Why? Exactly. Billion of them. Yeah. That game should be $10. Should be a $10 game. Super Mario Kart, it's $40 game.
And that kind of kills the supply and demand argument.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of kills the supply and demand argument. There's plenty of supply.
Sure.
How do you get away with that? You could buy a 6-month-old PlayStation 4 or Xbox One game for the same price less.
I think a lot of it has to do with the games that people sell to, like, a classic game store, like Classic Game Junkie in Glenside, okay? When you walk in there, there's a lot of standard games, a lot of sports games, because nobody fucking wants to collect sports games like John Madden football.
They have a very short.
They're like $5. So they're the ones that are on the shelf. Sport games. It's games that there's like a dime a dozen. It's mainly sports, but like games like Jungle Strike, Sonic, and stuff like that.
Right. They're cheap.
They're really cheap. Right. The games that people hold on to and don't want to sell back to the stores, that people can't walk into a classic game store and buy, they're the ones that go for a fortune on eBay.
Right.
When you can't walk into a store and buy it physically,
I mean,
they're the ones that go for a lot of money.
People aren't, even though there's a shitload of Mario World, people don't necessarily want to get rid of
Mario
World.
They don't
want to
part with it. Right.
I don't know.
I can see that.
So when you walk into a classic game store, you might not see Mario World on
But they are turning, the video games are turning into comic books now.
Yeah.
Like, original video games are the new comic books.
Yeah, but don't you feel like at some point, this is kind of a trend, the retro gaming, and there's going to be people, and only really people in a certain age demographic are going to be, are going to want these things.
Yeah, I do agree. Yeah. Because you know what? If you look at Atari games, they're dirt cheap.
Right.
I mean, there's rare games, right? But for the most part, any game that you would want, like, what first Atari game that pops into your mind?
Defender.
Space Invaders. Space Invaders. They're all like $3. They're $3.
Were they ever more money? Were they ever more expensive?
I don't know,
than
because
they are
by
now.
The time that I started looking at games, like Atari was, you know, done.
Okay.
So I don't know. But I mean, there's a game on Atari called Hero, which is actually a great game. Mm-hmm. You're like a miner and you're going, and it's a great game. It's an $80 game.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. $80 for a 2600 game. Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you think you're paying more money for the quality of the game on Atari?
No.
You're not?
Okay. No.
I mean, you feel like kind of it's just a, maybe it's a show-off thing. If you have a lot of friends that are really into it, you know, it's, oh, look what I have. Like, sure, the guy that buys the $100,000 Mercedes,
sure,
instead of the $50,000,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
he probably has fuck it money. He doesn't, yeah, care.
I got a panic,
yeah,
restaurant.
To him, it's just like, you know, a dick measuring contest. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Aurora, you want to come over? I got a panic restaurant.
You
want
to come over and see my baker's,
but you know,
hat?
I'd rather see your dick than your baker's hat. You kidding me?
Before we close this out, I saw, uh-huh, something.
That's going to be a new drop.
I saw some guy selling Symphony of the Night, okay, which is actually a pricey game. It's like, mm-hmm, a $40 or $50 game. Right. But he had a black label, okay? Mm-hmm. So the label was black.
Right.
And he was selling it for $85. Mm-hmm. I watched it. It didn't sell. He reposted it at $90.
He reposted it for more money.
Yes.
Right.
Is it still there? Do you think,
I don't know.
Bought
I got
it?
Mad and I didn't look at it.
You
reposted
it for more money. Maybe if I post it for more money,
guys,
it sounds,
oh,
more,
yeah,
collectible.
Right,
more,
exactly,
people want to buy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got that off my chest.
All right.
Feel better?
Incredible.
No, because I'm going to go back on eBay and look at fucking Super Metroid,
again,
and, yeah, I want Super Metroid, and it's...
Now you know why we love emulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it too. Don't get me wrong. I like emulation.
Honestly, like, I love games. I would love,
yeah,
to buy tons of cartridges.
Of course,
but,
yeah,
you,
right,
know.
Oh, absolutely.
I have bills.
Throwing your money away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Real life,
you know,
gets in the way.
It's right, a little out of control.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to Rory's Netplay discussion. Rory, what do you got?
Ladies, you know, I need to have music where we have, like,
no,
smooth saxophones.
Get
just get
some.
Why not? All right. All right. Next time, we're going to have a segment where it's, like, smooth, like, jazz for the ladies.
Keep dreaming.
You come slinking in.
You could do it.
Keep dreaming.
We put a man on the moon in the 60s. You can give me smooth jazz, all right? Fuck all you. All right, you're talking Netplay, ladies. There's really two different things. There's the host and there's the client. Okay. The host obviously is the person that's actually hosting the Netplay, and the client joins the host. Okay. So first thing you have to get in order is the vocab and who is going to be the host and who's going to be the client. Okay. Who's going to,
okay,
connect and who's going to be the one that is the connection.
But we did this differently. We've done it differently, right? We've done port forwarding and then we've done it through Netplay in a different way.
Well, we've,
right,
done Netplay. When you're talking Netplay, we're really talking about through PC emulators. Okay. Like,
okay,
SNES 9X or Fusion. But we don't do that anymore. Actually, we've discovered that RetroArch on Windows is far superior to any other version of Calera compatible Netplay. So again,
that's what we do the port forwarding through?
Well, you do that for all of them.
Okay.
The port. Okay. We're kind of going out of order from show notes.
I'm sorry,
so
go ahead.
Look, you're gonna upset the
I'm
ladies.
Sorry.
You're gonna upset the ladies, right?
I'm very random and sporadic.
Right.
So anyway, you have to use port forwarding because basically you have to connect your computer to someone else's computer through the firewall. Okay. So the host has to do what's called port forwarding. So how do you do port forwarding? It's pretty straightforward. It's not necessarily straightforward, though. Once you do it once and you can explain to other people, it's not hard.
Once you get it ironed out.
The host is going to enter into his router, okay? And usually there's a setting within your router about firewall, okay, and port forwarding. So you're going to pick up a port, basically, and the device or the address that you are going to allow communication from the outside, i.e. through your firewall,
okay,
to communicate with that device. So you can pick any port. It's my understanding that there are literally thousands and thousands of ports in a router. So some emulators use a default one, but you can change it. Like in RetroArch, you could make a custom one. You don't have to use the default one. So the host is going to go into his router. He's going to go input a line or a port forward exception.
So you're talking about that four digit. It's like 74, let's say 7495 or whatever the hell it was.
It could be five digits.
Right,
yeah.
Something like, it doesn't matter.
It could be one, for simplicity's sake, we could just say you're going to set up a port forwarding rule for port 1234, okay? And you're going to say that traffic should be routed to a specific IP address.
Okay.
Which is your personal IP address for a device like another computer.
Right.
Okay. And once that rule is saved and you apply it, that means that other people can get into your computer to join you for remote play. Okay. That's what Netplay is. It's remotely playing multiple computers and networking them to play on one. Okay.
What did we do with Hamachi? Like, why did we use Hamachi?
Well, because we were idiots. Hamachi is...
So we were using Hamachi instead of what we're talking about.
Hamachi takes out the port forwarding rules, and
okay,
it basically makes virtual...
Does its own.
It does its own thing. So, like, it does it, but it does it differently. So you don't have to set up port forwarding rules. The problem with Hamachi is I find that it's not reliable.
Yeah, it's not.
And there's always one guy who's either out of sync or has to update. It's not worth it. Again, a direct port forwarding rule, there's no reason you couldn't do it. I mean, we figured it out. It isn't that hard.
No.
Okay.
Hamachi was actually, real quick, Hamachi was that, when we were talking about getting out of sync, I think we talked about it once before.
Well, it has more to do with the emulators than Hamachi itself. Hamachi is just a service for networking.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
So, again, once you have the port forwarding rule on the host, okay, now you can basically fire up the NetPlay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to go to whatsmyip.com. Okay. And if you're the host, you have to tell your friends your public IP. The public IP is the address of, like, it's kind of like the mailbox on the internet for your house. And because you have a port forwarding rule, you're saying that if anyone comes to that public address, then you're going to get pushed through the firewall and be routed directly to, through a port that you specified to, the local IP address that's in your firewall, so your computer.
Right.
Okay. So you tell your friend, you go to whatsmyip.com, you tell them that number. So you tell them the port you set and the number of your public IP. Okay. Pretty straightforward. The actual clients don't have to do shit. They don't, there's no rule for them. They
just have to hit connect, right?
They basically, once they know the port, okay, right, how to get into your firewall and where that traffic is routed through your public IP, that's, they're done.
Okay.
So they don't have to do any rules. Again, the host takes on basically all of the risk and all of the work. Why is RetroArch great? RetroArch is great. Again, we're talking Windows here, not the Pi. We'll get into the Pi soon. The RetroArch is great because it uses what are called like micro save states. And it usually, it's my understanding that they've said in their documentation that it will not desync. And as best as I can tell with 3 and 4 player games, it will not desync. You might notice it skipped very slightly if there's a lot of sprite work going on the host computer. But for the most part, it's damn good. I mean, we've tried multiple systems, multiple games, even games that were known to have desync issues. And desync basically means like you're not seeing the same thing across all of the screens between the host and the clients, the other people that have joined the host to play. So within RetroArch, there's a config file. So you download RetroArch for Windows. The most current version, I think, is like 1.5. It's the last stable version as of the time of this recording. It's excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. You boot it up, or you open, you download, you extract it. Okay. And then within there, there's a config file called retroarch.config. And within there, you can just do like a search, control F for find, and look up the word NetPlay, and you can find all the fields that say NetPlay. So if you're the host, you're going to specify, the IP address, excuse me, you're gonna specify the port, because obviously you have to tell where to route stuff through RetroArch, and you're also gonna put in a nickname, like something you want your friends to know.
Right.
If you don't, I think it just says player one, mm-hmm, player two. I mean, it's fine. That's just optional. I mean, you could have a funny name like Artisison.
That's what mine is.
Artisison. That's right. Artisison. Artisison has joined X-Men. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
If you're the client, so you're the person that's joining.
If you know what I mean.
In the same config file, you're going to, again, you can put in an optional nickname, but you have to specify the port, okay, as well as the IP of the public IP of the host. So once all that is done in the config, which is nice, you never have to set it again, as opposed to, say, like ZSNES or, again, some of the other emulators that always constantly, every time you did NetPlay and disconnected or fired up again, you'd have to, again, specify the port and the public IP of your host. So that's, RetroArch saves that up to a text file, the config file.
Is this that, I mean, is this easy? This sounds really, like, convoluted.
It's convoluted the first time. Once you get in there, honestly, it's, if you're the host, it's the most work. If you're the client, you don't have to basically do shit. You have to specify.
All right, explain to me what's the difference between the host and the client again.
The host is the person that is actually hosting the NetPlay on their computer. They're the person that is allowing everyone and all the traffic onto their computer. Okay? The client, okay, are the people that are connecting. They're player 2, 3, 4, and 5.
So like you and then I would join your,
if you're joining my game, I'm the host, I'm the client. You're the client.
Gotcha.
Okay.
What is the client's responsibility program wise? What do they need to have?
Do they just need to have the actual pro, like the?
Okay, yeah, we're going to get into that. So, okay, in order to NetPlay, there are some requirements that everyone's going to have. Some of them are optional, but some of them are absolutely required. You have to set the config file correctly in RetroArch, okay? You have to, again, say the port that your friend, the host, told you, as well as their public IP address. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to keep in mind that public IPs, unless you have like a static IP request,
right,
they can change every couple of months. Like mine changes maybe every 3 months. So it's something like if you try to connect it, it's not always just go to quickly, what's my IP, and make sure it hasn't switched. You can't really control that. I think you have to pay to have a static IP address that doesn't change.
Yes.
It's not worth it to me. Okay. I don't really mm-hmm. care. In order to connect, you both need to have the same version of the emulator. No shit. Okay. So yeah, if you download obviously. It or you got it copied from them, it's fine. That's really not a huge issue. Okay. You have to have the same version of the ROM with the same name. Okay. Mm, if your okay. friend has given you the entire library that he has, okay.
All right. Chances you're good.
It's not an issue because, right. You have the same. Now, your friend could rename a file. Let's say there's a spelling typo or something like that, and you try to connect with one that still has the typo. Won't work.
Oh.
Okay? So, it has to be a perfect match.
Oh.
And the final thing, at least with RetroArch, is that the actual emulation core, the emulator itself, must be the same version. So, I don't ever update my RetroArch. I leave it. And if I do update a core...
We make sure that we're on the same
one. We have
one.
To make sure.
Yeah.
Well, it won't even connect. It'll tell right. you, sure, failed right. to connect. So, that's usually the reason.
Yeah, we've had problems like that. Yeah.
Well, it's because we were not using the same core.
Right.
Somebody updated a core since they downloaded the actual last version, mm-hmm. last stable build of the emulator.
Right.
So, let's now talk about... the available cores themselves. We have tested, Ryan and I and other people, Arcade is pretty much covered with Final Burn Alpha, and you're getting, you know, great games to play in Final Burn Alpha. It's not everything that you get in MAME, but it's pretty damn close. It's awesome, okay? Mm. Again, Final Burn Alpha is your Taito games, your Neo Geo games, your Capcom, your Konami, your Cave.
Kawasaki. I
mean, your Kawasaki.
Mitsubishi.
Yamaha. I mean, you've got great shit in Final Burn Alpha. You've got Super Nintendo.
My bike of choice.
Excellent. So you can play, I mean, we're going to go over some games that I recommend for NetPlay. You've got Super Nintendo, okay? You've got Genesis. You have the NES, okay? So, we were not able to get TurboGrafx-16 to NetPlay, and we mm-hmm. were not able to get, another system. I can't remember what the hell it was.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Master?
It was MAME. MAME itself.
MAME.
There are MAME cores. Again, there's probably like close to 50 different cores. We couldn't get them to connect. Apparently, they don't support the save state. Again, there's micro save states that always adjust for just syncing issues that keep it.
Right.
So, we couldn't get them to do it. The documentation, as my understanding, says that if you turn on a stateless mode, it will work. But even that, it still didn't work for us. So I'm not sure why it's not.
That was a weird one, man.
I don't know. It could be the core. Again, TurboGrafx. It would be nice to play the original Bomberman's.
Yeah.
On NetPlay, but you know, whatever. You could play the Super Nintendo ones. They're damn good.
Whatever. Yeah, they're good.
It's not a demanding game.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you have literally Final Burn Alpha, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, and Genesis. I mean, you've got it covered.
How much shit do you really need? Fucking hell, dude. Greedy. Now, optional things.
You really want to be on Ethernet because that cuts down the lag the most. Obviously, being a wired connection versus a wireless. Although, if you have a very powerful computer and you're right next to your router, maybe that's not an issue.
It's the last thing I want to hear is lag.
You're gonna want, because RetroArch doesn't have, again, like unlike say PSN or Xbox Live, you're gonna want some type of chat device. Skype, mm-hmm. Skype's fine. It's totally free. And again, it's very low footprint on your computer, so you can run RetroArch without an issue and Skype at the same time. I've never run into an issue.
Hmm.
Okay, so what are the benefits of RetroArch again? So let's say you're playing a two-player game and you're net playing together. Okay, Super Nintendo, Genesis. You can actually, and this is insane, I didn't realize this, the host can actually turn on cheats for net play, which are usually disabled in the other PC emulators like Fusion.
And everyone's affected by it. They work for everyone.
Whoa. Because, again, you're playing on the host computer under their rules.
That makes sense.
So, like, Ryan and I were playing Contra 3 The Alien Wars on Super Nintendo with full cheats, which is unheard of in ZSNES.
It played great. Yeah.
Because the cheats are cut off. You can't use it when you're using NetPlay. It's actually disabled to prevent the syncing issues. Hmm. And, again, with the micro save states, it adjusts for that. So it's amazing. And this even works for, let's say you're playing Final Burn Alpha and you're playing a Neo Geo game like Metal Slug. This even works with the Neo Geo Universe BIOS cheats that are built in by holding Start, A, B, and C. So you can play with cheats through NetPlay. Hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Including AutoFire.
I just think
also
the whole,
amazing.
Yeah.
The whole, interface with RetroArch is great.
It is, you know, very streamlined.
It's, yeah. It's its own thing. It's nice. Not like you're clicking on windows and files and, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. It's its own, you know.
It's an interface. Yeah.
So I did. Awesome. I did skip the part. So you did all the config stuff and you did the port forwarding rules. Once you actually, first up, you have to boot a core, then you boot a game. So you boot up Final Burn Alpha, then you boot up again Metal Slug. Okay. And then once Metal Slug is booted up on the host, you pause the game, go into the RetroArch menu, and then from the main menu, you just do NetPlay. And if you're the host, set host, and then it says waiting for clients at the bottom. You'll see a text crawl. And if you're the client, you do the same thing. You pause. And assuming you have the same version of the ROM, the same core, same emulator, you do netplay, join a host. And because the config file already has the routing information and the port, there you go. It just dumps you in, and then it says player two is joined. Or it'll say, in my case, Artisan
has joined. Artisan has joined.
Artisan
has joined the game.
Artisan has joined the Metal Slug.
Go, yeah, I'm here.
Perfect. Yeah. And then you're playing. It's that simple.
I don't think so.
So some recommendations.
Are you taking notes?
Recommendations.
That simple?
ABC 123.
Am I the only one that's like...
Well, if you've never done it before, it's a little foreign. Slow the podcast down, pause it, do it again. There's great documentation online with pictures, too.
Okay.
So some recommendations.
If you have a phone or a PC, or, you know, a laptop's capable, do text to speech or speech to text, right? That'd be easier.
Gosh.
Whatever we're saying right now, write the text.
There you go.
I see. Okay. The speech and text with our accents is probably pretty funny, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, half the words are probably wrong, right?
Some games
don't
I recommend.
Don't say Mario.
Mario. No, okay.
Super Mario.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. So, beat 'em ups. Again, it supports 3 and 4 player games. So, King of the Dragons, Knights of the Round, Alien Storm, Alien versus.
These
Predator.
Are games that you're recommending.
These are games on Final Burn Alpha. You can immediately play with three players. The Battletoads, the arcade game Battletoads, is a beat 'em up. It's excellent.
Yeah,
it's not like the Jet Ski bullshit.
It's a beat 'em up. What are you talking about?
No, it's a garbage. It's not the same.
Unplayable.
It has a lot.
I wouldn't say garbage.
It's not unplayable.
It's unplayable.
With 2 player, it actually is.
I have no problem. This is my segment. Thank you.
This is my show.
Fuck off,
assholes. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, Mercs, Michael Jackson, Moonwalker.
Great game, by the way. Cadillacs.
Michael Jackson Moonwalker
sounds ridiculous. Lots of fun.
That's a future.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Yeah. Oh no, I was talking about Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh yeah,
that's a good game.
It is.
That game.
Go!
How many systems is that game on? It's Super Nintendo, right?
Cadillac and Moonwalker.
It's an arcade game.
I believe it's on Sega CD.
Is it really?
It might be on PlayStation 1.
So it's on multiple platforms.
Yeah, I know it's an arcade game.
I feel like sometimes I've played it because it was good, and other times I've played it, it was shit. Like, I feel like there's like a better version of it. I don't know.
Maybe
that's just me.
4 player games, the Turtles game.
I'm thinking of Chevrolets and Dinosaurs.
Turtles 2.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Commando, the 2 double Dungeons and Dragons games, Sunset Riders, The Simpsons, WWF WrestleFest, X-Men.
Right.
Awesome. I mean, these are awesome games to play with 3 and
Simpsons
4.
Simpsons is amazing.
No, they are.
On Super Nintendo, NBA Jam is 4 players.
Yes, it is.
Anything with 2 players is obviously you can do.
Even the hockey games, like NHL.
Micro Machines 2 is 4 players. NBA Live 95 through 97 are 4 players. Those are great games. Yeah, that's the big ass hand, baby.
That's the big ass hand.
The Super Bomberman series, there's 5 of them. They're all NetPlay compatible. Secret of Mana is 3 players once you actually recruit the other characters.
You know what's great? You just, not to interrupt you or anything, but when you were a kid and you were playing an NES game or a Super Nintendo game and you were thinking, man, it would be awesome if my friend was with me right
now. Absolutely.
You know? And so you never got to play those games online.
Sure.
You know? I just think it's crazy.
Because there's a lot of real. I mean, like Double Dragon 2 is 100 times better if you're with a friend.
So many games are.
Right.
And it's really cool playing with someone else.
Especially with like 3 or 4 people.
When they're not even there. Yeah, yeah.
You know, some games would support 4 people and they only had fucking 2 controller ports. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck? So now you could play, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff you never dreamed of.
All right, quickly. Very cool. Super Nintendo Rock and Roll Racing supports 4 players. Yes. Excellent game. Future fun. Show. And WWF Raw. We played that the other day. That, I mean, that's fucking great.
And it worked out fine.
And they're LJN games.
No issues.
They're great. They're great games. Genesis, Gauntlet 4, General Chaos, Rugby World Cup 95, and obviously the NBA series that we've mentioned for Super Nintendo. And finally, for the Nintendo, Nintendo World Cup is 4 players. Gauntlet 2 is 4 players. Oh, RC Pro Am 2 is 4 players, and Nightmare on Elm Street is garbage, but it is 4 players.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome,
ladies! I hope it was as good enough for you as it was for me.
And that is Rory's NetPlay discussion. Thank you, Rory.
Hero Adventure.
All right, well, that is the music from Spin Masters, put out 1993 by Data East SNK. Fun game.
Yeah, cool little game, man.
Fun game, man.
It reminds me of Metal Slug.
It does, with yo-yos.
And yeah. Do I dare say that I actually enjoyed this a little bit more than Metal Slug?
No, you don't get to say that. You do not get to say that.
I'm not sorry.
As repetitive.
I will say this. I
okay.
There was a couple levels where... Were you in a canoe at one point?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You were in a mine car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was fun. I just felt like there was a little more... And it wasn't as crazy.
No.
Like, there are points in Metal Slug where I was, like, laughing. Where I was like, this... Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to laugh.
Right, it's so over the top.
I mean, I think, like, with practice, you can actually get through it with minimal damage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I kind of liked,
yeah, liked it better.
I did. Yeah, I kind of liked it a little.
It's just an enjoyable game from the beginning to end. It only takes about
a half 20 hour, minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think it took.
It's
me 20
so
minutes.
Colorful. It's so cheery, and I love the art style. Like everything's so happy. Like the bats that are trying to kill you are just smiling. They're like, "I'm going to kill you, motherfucker."
Except for those like deranged Smurfs. They're like Smurfs slash KKK members.
Yeah, they're like terrorists or something.
Yeah, they're fucked up. In like the. The blue.
Towards the beginning. Yeah.
The blue,
yeah.
Like,
they got
masks
the weird,
and shit.
Weird hats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're like robbers or terrorists or something. I don't know.
Definitely.
It is where they had like a Dr. Wily-esque robo Terminator.
They just totally ripped them off. The main boss was fucking Dr. Wily.
I don't understand why he kidnapped the woman. Like, what's the point? If I have any complaint about the game, and I wouldn't hold an arcade game to this too bad, is that the story doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Right.
Like,
no.
Why would Dr. Wily, the robots, the Terminator Dr. Wily, kidnap one of their girlfriends?
Yeah.
And then he would hide parts of a map. Like, every level you get another piece of
the
map.
For the treasure, yeah.
The treasure. The game actually has three endings.
I've gotten two, and they were both bad.
Yeah, usually they're bad.
I've never got the good ending. What's the good ending?
The good ending is you get a lot of money. The treasure chest opens at the end, and you get money.
And then you have to start the game all over anyway. Yeah, right.
Well, wait a minute. What ending did you get?
I got one where there was, like, this
ghost
behind me, and then I got one where, like, something blew up. The treasure chest blew up, and I was, like, my head was smoking.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
There are three endings in this.
Because I got the treasure chest.
Were you
chest.
Playing the same game?
Yes.
Oh, you got the treasure chest.
I got the treasure chest.
And then what happened once you opened it?
I got money, and then the game was
over.
Oh,
then you got the good ending.
Why?
It's all random.
Oh, is it really? It's a random thing?
Well, no, you have to hit A, B, or C at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay, but that's random.
Yeah, that's random. I'm not sure A is always the good ending.
Oh, so I just happened to pick the right one.
Yeah, you had a 33.33.
Damn, I thought I was really good at video games.
Did you guys ever play this in the arcade?
Never saw.
I've never seen it.
I've never played this game until this week.
Really? It was the first time you ever did it?
Yeah.
We've played it.
Yeah, I love Neo Geo. I love this game.
Again, it's a lot more colorful than Metal Slug. It's got a lot of
on. It doesn't have that grit to it.
Yeah.
But, like, again, it's not the same company. This is Data East for the Neo Geo. Like, okay. I believe Data East also made a couple of games for Neo Geo. They made Twinkle
the
Star Sprites,
I think. The weapons were cooler in Metal Slug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. The yo-yo felt restrictive sometimes.
Yeah, I like.
Do you know what I mean?
The animations on the special moves were fucking awesome.
I love the fire.
The fire.
The boxing glove.
The Ninja Stars was my favorite. It's just 1,000, I guess, of your guy, like, fucking ghosts or whatever, just ramming the shit out of the enemy.
I like the big-ass yo-yo.
That one's fun.
The big ball
yo-yo.
School. I find, boxing like, gloves. In that game, Metal Slug, because you have projectiles, you can shoot shit across the screen.
Right.
This game, you're limited to a yo-yo. So you want to use, like, I want to use a special constantly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
It is cool that you can jump on people, though.
Yeah.
Where you couldn't do that in Metal Slug.
Right.
So that's a nice feature.
Yeah, that is cool.
Well, they both share the ability that you can, in Metal Slug, for example, you can touch a guy and not die. For the most part. Most guys you can actually physically touch. Unlike Contra, if you touch a guy, you die.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But Metal Slug is not like that. You actually, he might stab you within a second, but you can actually physically touch things and not
jump
die.
On his head and
not tanks. Tanks
okay.
Can touch
but them. You don't inflict damage on that
no.
person.
No, there's no.
Do you have a life bar in Metal Slug?
No. Mm-mm.
That's a nice feature in this game, is that you have a 3-hit life bar.
Mm, you do have hits.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's kind of sweet.
This game came out around the same time, right? I mean, this wasn't, like, way after... This is 93, 94. Metal Slug, I think one was, like, what, 90?
Yeah, right around
like
the 90, same time.
Right around the same time. So it's not like this was a goofy take on Metal Slug.
Well, it's the same hardware. They probably had the same limitations. They might have used the same core engine to a certain extent. I don't know enough about the programming behind it. I can see the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
they're deeper than just their running guns, so to speak.
Right, yeah. Right.
It's more than that. I do love the English. Gotta love that English.
What does he say at the end of every
level? I have no idea what he
says. Yippee-ki-yay. I thought he said, I was waiting for him to say motherfucker in the end. But
yippee-yay-yay.
Oh, yippee-yay-yay.
And then he goes, you are finished, Lamprey. I don't know what he said.
Whatever the hell he says.
I have no idea.
Is that an eel?
Wait, hold on a second. Listen to the beginning of, what does he say?
All right.
Hold on a sec. What is this?
Miracle Adventure!
Oh, in Japan, this game is called The Miracle Adventure. It's called Spin Master
that
Miracle
makes total
Adventure.
Sense.
The Miracle
what does that
Adventure.
Even mean?
I don't know.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
That's funny.
I literally just work here. I don't know.
It's a miracle.
You don't speak for Japan?
I don't speak for Japan.
Okay.
How many levels are in this one?
Six? Five?
Five or six.
Is there five or six? Five.
It's short.
Yeah,
it's a short.
The
game.
Bosses
game.
Are kind of very simple, too.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing I really liked, man. I mean, the final boss where all the heads kept switching.
Yeah, that was cool.
You totally developed a strategy, and by the time that was over, I wasn't getting hit. Like, you'd figured it out.
Just dropped down a couple levels.
And I thought that was great. Okay. Yeah, I really
like that.
Oh, definitely, yeah, because I just wasn't like, well, I'll just sit here, I'll shoot the fucker, and then, I'll die, and then I'll hit select a bunch of times, get myself some credits, and just keep shooting and shooting. No, like, I was able to kind of, like, figure out a little process to get them down.
Yeah, it is like Metal Slug in a way, where you have to...
Bang the shit out of them.
Yeah.
You have to develop your own way to challenge yourself, because you can really just sit there and get hit a billion times.
There's
no
challenge.
So you have to find
a
way.
It's like a quarter eater. I can't imagine playing that in the arcade. It's like Metal Slug.
I imagine it wasn't a popular arcade game because they never made a sequel.
I don't know. I used 17 credits.
Okay. So if they were a quarter,
God, you suck.
My God, Ryan. You fucking blow.
I'm so sorry. Fuck you, Ryan. Shut up.
Get good.
Get good.
I'll take a sip of my adult beverage.
Jack, get in here.
Let me join you.
Casual.
Get in here.
Oh, listen to that ice.
Get good.
That's good on a Friday.
Get good, Spin Masters. You are finished, Lamprey.
How many?
How many?
Yippee-yay, sorry.
Is it yippee-yay?
Yippee-yay.
It should be Yippee-ki-yay.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
How many weapons are there?
Probably about six.
There's
the yo-yo. There's the ice.
The bomb.
There's the fire.
I like
there's
the
bomb.
Ice.
There's the boxing glove.
And Ninja Star.
Ninja Star's my favorite. And the boxing gloves.
That might be it.
Yeah.
I think the game ain't graphically.
Oh, there's the torpedo, which I barely ever got. I got like twice the torpedo. That's something that pissed me off is every time you hit a treasure chest, you would be forced to, if you were standing over it, you'd be forced to pick up whatever different ammunition it was.
Yeah,
like,
that was...
Like, I really loved my torpedo, and I got it, and I only had it for a little while, because I hit a fucking treasure chest.
Now you're stuck with
a
fireball.
And now I'm back to the fucking fireball.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Or the bombs, too. Did we talk about the bombs? Did you mention the bombs as a weapon?
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast.
I mentioned that big wrecking ball thing.
We're done.
Whatever the hell it is. The thing, it grows really big.
No, podcast is over.
Like a wrecking ball?
Mikey's feelings got hurt.
It's not a wrecking ball, but it's like a big-ass metal ball. What the hell is that?
It's a bomb.
Yeah, bomb. Yeah,
giant bomb falls down. That's the special.
What did you say? Wrecking ball?
Yeah, like wrecking ball, whatever. Okay. But no. It's a yo-yo.
Well, that's why I was confused. Fuck you, Eric.
Can you get,
just
can
doing
get
my
part.
I'm
can you
here
walk
for a
dog?
Reason, and it's just to agitate you all.
You cannot walk the
dog. Working!
It's working. Good.
Yeah,
good.
I wish it was more yo-yo. I wish you could do like yo-yo tricks. You know what I mean? A little bit of walk the dog. Mm-hmm. Remember the butterfly? Remember the Dunkin' yo-yos? Back in the day?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I believe they were invented by William Penn.
Not to go on a tangent or anything, yeah. Tell us a little history of the yo-yo.
No, Eric, you know better than that. Eric, you know better than doing
it. You want me to go into history of the yo-yo?
What do you know about the history of the yo-yo?
I know absolutely nothing.
Thank Christ.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Donate to PBS and you'll hear about it in a couple months.
I know, I don't know. There's like the butterfly yo-yo.
He's
figuring it out.
But that's Duncan.
He's rewriting history.
I don't know if they had the rights on the butterfly, but because you do more tricks with it. I don't know.
Duncan yo-yo.
I saw a guy on TV one time doing crazy tricks with a yo-yo. It was like unreal.
All right. So...
All right, so you can't buy this game, really. It's a CV, it's a PCB board. So you have to emulate it.
I looked it up, and you can't do it.
You can't buy this at all.
It was never ported to the best of my
You got to buy a whole arcade cabinet.
Or just download it.
Emulate. It rhymes with shmemulate.
But it is a great game.
It's
fun.
Neo Geo, they're not all fighting games.
It's more fun to play with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Play with a friend.
I got to tell you, though, I thoroughly enjoyed myself just
Did you buy
yourself?
Yeah, I really did. It was still fun. I played it twice in a row.
I mean, I thought that too. When we were going to play Metal Slug, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. And I enjoyed Metal Slug a lot too, just as a single player.
But you said you liked this one better.
I feel like I did. Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Mainly because I guess there wasn't as much shit happening.
I hear you.
No,
I agree.
I mean, I love Metal Slug.
No, yeah.
I mean, so don't get me wrong.
There was too much, this game, too much to focus on in Metal
Slug.
Right.
There was too much to focus on. I just felt like with Metal Slug, I was just hitting A and going and just going. Right. I didn't care if I died or whatever.
It's way more challenging, though. Where I guess this, you get frustrated with Metal Slug a little because it is a little more challenging.
There's more nudity in this game.
Okay. I didn't notice that, but
there's
I'll try.
I was waiting for you to be
I felt that this game, that was really funny. I felt
what was?
Rory's joke.
Yes. Okay, well, where's the no friends?
Do we have a
hit him with
the
no friends?
Shit, I don't know.
I don't have any friends.
Yes, I guess.
Success.
Ryan's my net play friend. That's not
I am your net play friend. I felt that this game, you can control the pace a little bit more. You know what I mean? It's not like Metal Slug where it's just run and gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty damn close to the same fucking thing.
It really is. Whatever. It is. It's fun.
There's a couple of different mechanics that are slightly different.
I don't know.
Funny that it was made by two different companies. Same engine, though? Is that what it is?
Well, it's for that hardware.
Right.
That Ace has made a couple of games.
A lot of their shit's the same, yeah.
I think Puzzle Bobble they've also made for Neo Geo. There's two of them.
Okay.
You guys got to be net play buddies. Like, me and Rory are net play buddies.
That's right.
And then what we'll do is, Rory and I will verse you guys in a
Twin
game.
Twin Towers will fuck you up.
It's like teams.
I feel like we have an NBA Jam session.
School the fuck up, motherfuckers.
That would be awesome.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I want to be Sean Payton.
All right, let's close this one out, guys. What do you say? Let's get the hell out of here.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Hold on. Are we going to collect? Or are we?
Well, you can't. We already talked about that. You need to pour.
Welcome to the podcast.
I thought we already did that.
Touche.
All right, how about
give it a score from...
What's the point?
Give it a score from 1 to 5.
Oh, now we're making up new...
1 to 5?
Yeah.
On the fly.
Yeah.
Let's do it. 1 to 5.
What's the Darth Vader? I'm altering the rule.
Well, let's go 1 to 10. Go to 1 to 10.
Altering the deal.
No, fucking 1 to 5 with points in it.
2.5.
Really?
2.5
halfway.
Out of 10?
Out of 5?
Out of 5 or 10?
Are we talking... Am I grading on like a genre? Like, am I going like...
Like a 1-star, 1-star, 5-star.
Genre.
Whatever.
I get my balls broken for Mario?
Get out of here. All right. I'm going to... All right, a three. I'll give it a 3.
Okay. Would you...
Out of 5?
Yeah,
I'll go with that. 3. 3.5.
I agree. 3.5.
3.25.
I mean, Rory?
I'm going to rate it all 3 Battletoads.
All right, You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. Rory, I just noticed you have bare feet. Put some fucking shoes.
That's disgusting.
I'm here.
That's fucking disgusting.
It's not in here.
That's what that smells.
What's going on here?
Don't talk about my genre.
Jeez.
This is my segment. Thank you.
This is my show.
Fuck off,
assholes.